Very beginning, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy has all been about God pulling Israel out of Egypt and taking them to the land that he had promised. Amen? If you had to summarize all four books. Now in the midst of that, God gave them the law, which they did not formally have, to guide them, protect them, give them security once they went into the promised land. Then they refused to go in, 40 years of wandering. Picturing a Christian who chose not to go into the victorious Christian life, but chose instead to wander in the desert of disobedience and not serving God. So we find ourselves here at this final blessing. And God is explaining to Israel, as he has many times, that it's all contingent upon obedience. It's the same for us, isn't it? God wants us to live a life of victory, a life of power. But if we live in disobedience, it's not going to happen. We're going to be in the desert doing this, walking in circles and getting nowhere. So beginning in verse 1 of Deuteronomy 33 tonight, this is the blessing. That's our title, the blessing. Wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet, every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. We're going to jump down to 25 because the rest of these verses here are separating each of the 12 tribes and their individual blessings. Down to 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? All thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. The blessing. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for your blessing upon our service, upon our hearts, as we contemplate this amazing truth, Lord, that you have pronounced such blessings upon us as your born-again children. And Lord, you in turn want us to cross the Jordan and live a victorious life for you. May we take that blessing and run with it, as Israel did not do. So have your way in our hearts. Teach us tonight. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. So many blessings. Amen. You saw them. I like where he says in verse 2, 10,000s of saints. We get to the book of Jude and the Bible. Enoch actually gave a prophecy before we talked about Enoch this morning. Prophesied of these saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Talking about the return of the Lord to the earth. When he comes back, we come back with him. He's going to come back with 10,000s of saints. That's multiples of 10,000s. We don't know how many that is. But these blessings, look at all of them. Verse 3, he loved the people. Amen. All of his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. If you and I had to sit down and say, what are the blessings that God has given to me? We would start right here, wouldn't we? Because where would we be if we didn't have this? We wouldn't know about Jesus. We wouldn't know how to be saved. We wouldn't know how to live as Christians. But God loved us died for us and gave us his word. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Then down in verse 25, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. God pronounced a blessing upon you and I that when we got saved, he would be our strength. Didn't he? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which? What? Strengtheneth me. Our strength comes from God. Hallelujah. That's part of our blessing. Verse 26, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun who rideth upon the heaven in thy help. Does God promise to help his children? Live the Christian life? Of course he does. God is there to help us. That's part of our blessing. Verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge. God is our refuge and strength. Psalm 46, verse 1. That's part of our blessing, is that God is always there to be our refuge. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we are safe underneath what? Or underneath are the everlasting arms. I think we sing that sometimes. The everlasting arms. And Jesus, what did he say? In John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. We have been held up and are being held up by the everlasting arms. The God of refuge, the God of help, the God of strength. Beyond that, verse 27, he's the God of protection. Notice, he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. On down, verse 28, Israel then shall safely dwell, or shall dwell in safety alone. This was God's plan for Israel. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. This was what God wanted for the promised land. And they had to wait 40 years. They're finally going to go in. And Joshua, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help. Our God is a God of protection. Amen. Look at Psalm 84:11 as an example. We could spend hours talking about many other examples of God's protection. That's part of our blessing. And that was part of their blessing, is the protection of the Lord. He's our strength. He's our help. He's our refuge. He holds us up with his everlasting arms, and he is the shield of our help. Look at Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The day we were born again, God pronounced on us a blessing that it takes us the rest of our Christian life to even understand. Things like justification. Do you know how complex that is? Justification. Or even redemption. Or sanctification. We could go on and on. God pronounced all of that upon us at salvation. Israel pictures the Christian who has been pulled out of the world. Has been what? Redeemed. Even the Red Sea pictured baptism. Redemption was pictured in Passover. And then the Word of God. And then the Promised Land, where God wants us to live. So many Christians say, I'm not going over there. It's too much work. I got too much sin I got to deal with. I'd rather stay over here in the desert, wander around. Isn't that sad? How many Christians would rather live in the desert? But no, verse 29, this is God's perfect plan for every one of his children upon which he has pronounced a blessing. Thou shalt tread upon their high places. Isn't that good? God wants us to walk above our problems, our trials, and we can do it if we will go into the promised land. Look at Habakkuk chapter 3 or Habakkuk, however you want to say it. Verse 17. Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Habakkuk. I don't know if that helped much. It helped me. Just before Nahum. Maybe. Micah, Nahum. No. Just after Nahum. Sorry. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. I love this passage. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, Neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail. The field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. And there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. I would say Habakkuk was having a bad day. Everything was going wrong, if you read verse 17. And it says, and yet, my strength is God, and he is going to make me walk upon mine high places. He's saying to Israel, listen, look at all these blessings that I've pronounced upon you. Way back from Abraham, I promised you the land. Way back from Abraham, I promised you a nation. It's finally here. After waiting and waiting, how many years did they have to wait in Egypt and then God delivered them? Then the 40 years of wandering. It's finally here. Joshua chapter 1 next week. They're going to go in. Amen? It's finally here. God says, here's my blessings. You can walk above your problems, Israel. You can walk upon your high places. And God says to us, go to John 10:10 if you would. God says to you and me, I pulled you out of Egypt. Amen? Egypt pictures the world. I saved your soul. Passover pictures salvation. Hopefully we're all baptized. That was the Red Sea. Pictured that. He says, now go into the land that I promised you. A land of milk and honey. A land of corn and wine, where the heavens shall drop down dew. Notice John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to kill, steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus came not only to save us, but to give us the abundant Christian life. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. He came to give us victory. He came to give us an abundant life. That is the promised land. You and I have been pulled out of Egypt. You and I have been rescued through the Passover, which is Jesus. And look at all the blessings that God has pronounced on you and me. We could spend all night talking about all the blessings, amen, that have been pronounced upon us as born-again children of God. Our sins are gone. Would you call that a blessing? We have the Word of God. Is that a blessing? We have the Holy Spirit. Is that a blessing? We know heaven's our home. There's a blessing. We know God will never leave us nor forsake us. There's a blessing. We could go on and on, couldn't we? It says, I'm going to pronounce all these blessings upon you. Now, here's what I want you to do. Cross the Jordan. They're finally going to go in. It was really, all of this was only contingent on one thing. And has always been contingent on one thing. The O word. Amen? Obedience. How many times have we seen that? Was it chapter 28? Let's look at it quickly again. It was always about that one thing. Obedience. Verse 28, verse 1. Chapter 28, verse 1. This will come to pass. If thou shalt hearken. Amen? If thou shalt hearken. Verse 2. All these blessings shall come on thee. So that's an if promise, isn't it? If thou hearken. If you obey, I'm going to pour out all these blessings. Amen? Look at John verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken, just one extra word, the word not. If thou wilt not hearken, what does it go on to say? All these curses. We humans are really dumb, aren't we? I mean, God says, I want to bless you. I want to use you to do great things. And we say, Lord, I'd rather wander in the desert. You know, I'd rather play with the scorpions and the lizards than go into the land of milk and honey. Just give me a rattlesnake any day. we are amazingly, yeah, we're like sheep. Amen. We like sheep have gone astray. And if you've ever dealt with sheep, you know, yeah, God knew what he was talking about. So Israel, this is your last chance, Moses says. By the way, in chapter 34, what's Moses do? God takes him, shows him the promised land, and says, sorry, Moses, it's time to die. Buries Moses' body so Israel doesn't dig it up and worship it. And takes him to heaven because he destroyed the picture of salvation at the rock with the living water. This is God's last thing. He's warned them. He's warned them. He says, now, look at all these blessings. This is the blessing. Now go in and live for me. Be a testimony. Did they do it? Read the book of Judges. And you'll find out what they chose was the curses. So let's choose the blessing. Amen? Only contingent on one word, obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen? This is the confidence that we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. It's always about obedience. The blessing. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for your word and all these lessons that we've learned from Israel's experience. How exciting, Lord, that they're about to go in. And it starts off right. But Lord, may we go in and live right. A life of obedience, that you might show us these blessings every day. Because we're striving to honor you by obeying your word. That we might enjoy those blessings, the milk and honey, the dew from heaven. I pray, Lord, that would be our desire. We love you and we thank you.